Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast. Happy Friday. Joe Smith's here. Hello, my friend.
Hello.
And Ethan James is over there in
the
corner.
Hi. Yeah, hello.
And of course, today, when this comes out, is my birthday. So as you can see, the team have treated me really well. Bunting and cake on the way, which is going to be really exciting to eat.
What's that?
What's what?
What's that?
What's what?
What have you just done there, then?
Where's me cake? When that fucker turned, 27, me and you, and yeah, it was last minute, we ordered in a cake. If I have not eaten the end of a Colin the Caterpillar, by the end of this fucking podcast, you're getting it.
I'll get you a pint on Friday.
Harry, hit the lights!
Happy birthday!
Yeah, I knew it was coming! I'll close my eyes!
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday, dear Joe!
What's this?
Happy birthday to you!
Hey! They've actually got me a fucking cake! Unbelievable! And there's 20 quid in it
there's
as well!
There's no money in it now.
Ethan and Smudge. Who's Smudge?
I don't know. Ethan wrote it.
To McGrath, on your birthday, we thank you for the laughs, the stories, and of course, the wings. Have a belter.
Aww,
that's nice. That's really nice of you guys. Thank you very much.
Well,
and we've got, what is this? Is this the...
Hold it up to the camera.
I don't need three forks.
Hold it up to the camera.
We have got, is this from our favourite birthday spot?
Yeah.
Get Baked. And this is their... Greta Thunberg cake?
No, Bruce Bogtrotter.
The Bruce Bogtrotter?
Yeah.
Do you want a little bit?
Yeah.
Just a little bit now, just to start the podcast.
So it's like 20 slices of cake built into one slice of cake.
It's unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. Let's have a little bit.
Yeah. Do you reckon you could eat that in one?
No. Oh, I could, but I'd hate it. Did you believe that we'd remembered?
I could tell something was in the air.
Could you really?
Do you know why? Because you didn't let me order any food before we went live.
This is all we've got.
No, because you were like, you don't want food, do you, today? And I was like, well, something's up there, because you're normally all in on the food.
Mm.
And I was thinking, maybe a little surprise from me. Eat the slice and not around the middle, you mad head.
What?
Let me see how you've eaten that. No, go up now. Go up now. Go all the way down now. Thank you for the cake.
You can take this home with you. Blimey. She's dense.
She is dense. He's dense, don't forget.
She's thick.
Don't have a... I don't think you're going to wipe yourself out with that bit.
Oh, yeah.
Give me that little bit. I'll have a little bit. Ethan, do you want half this?
No, I'll wait for later, Joe.
No, don't wait for later.
No, I'll wait for later.
Now, have a little bit now.
What happens is my fingers get all chocolatey and I can't click the buttons and we'll have a terrible show.
Ethan messaged me the other day because he's a thoughtful boy. We need to do something for Joe McGrath's birthday next week.
Oh, that's very nice.
I said, yes. And also, he's under 100 kgs, isn't he? Which we'll talk about.
First time in...
What should we do?
19 years old.
And Ethan said, let's get him big and fat, back to his best.
Sabotage.
So I said, Operation Hansel and Gretel, let's beef this boy up.
That's a tough pill to swallow, e.g. the tough cake that I just put my mouth in.
It's sabotage, isn't it? Then there was discussion of getting some disgraced BBC presenters to get you a cameo, which we thought might be not a great idea with your employee.
Who was on the list?
Wallace. The list started and ended with Greg Wallace, I'll be honest.
Is he on cameo?
Yeah. I mean, that's not the point here, is it? And then, yeah, we just said, we'll get you a lovely bit of cake, all your favourite things that you... love. So we got you some cake. We're trying to fatten you back up.
Why?
Because I don't know if you saw, I've got a screenshot here. We can send it in the chat so people can see it on camera.
This card cost Ethan £3.50.
Oh, I bought that on my own card as well so you wouldn't see the joint card pinging. So
That's nice.
I do need to transfer that money back.
What? I can't pay for my own card.
You can pay for a third of it.
Of course I could, yeah.
I don't know if people saw this. Did you see this the other day?
I don't think so.
Instagram story. Simply... the inside of two very long, very pale feet.
Yeah.
With the numbers 99.1 kg. When I was 18 and went to uni, I went over the 100 kg mark.
Big time. It was a struggle.
For 13 years, I've always had that goal of trying to see double digits again, crying laughing emojis.
There's been a lot of Christmases where I'm like, right, by the end of this year, I'm going to get to 99.
Today is the day, 4,380 days later, Joe McGrath, under 100 kilos.
Bloody hell, well done, Joe. Easy, man. And also quite an achievement to get to triple figures for so long as well. That needs to be remembered as very good durability.
Everyone, like Ronaldo, people talk about it at the World Cup, everyone declines eventually. But for a while there, you were sustaining levels that we'll probably never see again. When you look at the consistency, like Ronaldo, 950 goals. People think, wow, that's amazing. You have to score 50 goals a season for 19 years.
And it's a lot.
It's a lot. So that was you in terms of the beef, the mass, the sesh. So what went wrong?
What went wrong?
For you to be now under 100k.
Would it surprise you to know that that's the first time I've weighed myself in 8 months?
Right.
So you could have been at 90 kilos a few months ago. You might have put weight on.
That... I've never really thought about that. So what happened is, obviously, before I got the breakfast show, which is a lovely bit of routine, I was at my heaviest.
Really?
I was a big boy. Those freelance shifts, they're sound, but I lost my mind a little bit. Mm. I was eating McDonald's on the way home pretty much every night. I was drinking about four times a week, midweek. Just a bit of a nightmare.
Wait, 3 or 4 times midweek? There's only 4 midweek days.
Well, say, for example, I had a gig on Monday. You have 2 pints there. Oh. Did the quiz on Wednesday. I always had 2 pints at the quiz. Thursday as well, you'd be doing something. You just a little.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, obviously, I did the marathon challenge, which we failed, but I started to realise that I could get myself into a little routine here. I, since then, have not been drinking midweek completely. Yes, I still go on it on the weekend and it's a bit mad. But I also don't eat a lot. I have 2 meals a day because I'm in bed by 8. So I eat normally 11 and 4.
Brilliant. 4 is weird.
Why?
It's not a meal time, but carry on.
It is. What? It is. Because I go to bed at 8. Yeah. You're supposed to eat 4 hours before you sleep. There's one for you.
But what's Becky doing? Eating dinner by herself at 6 p.m.
Sometimes she's up for it.
Oh.
Isn't she still at work?
No, I make her a nice little fit. Or just leave her on the side.
Oh, nice. Lovely cold shepherd's pie for tea. Joe's asleep and I'm eating some cold duck.
You can reheat a shepherd's pie, can't you?
You tell me.
You can.
Yeah, it takes 48 minutes in the
so
oven.
So then Becky's on a bit of a health kick now because she's getting ready for the wedding. She bought a new weighing scale only a week ago.
Wow.
So then I stayed pretty healthy for the week. I've not drank in 3 weeks.
Yeah, the weekend you did drink.
Celebrated on the weekend. So then I thought, I'm going to stand on it. And I stood on it and it didn't go past 100.
How did that feel?
It generally felt great because there was it has been a target of mine. So when you set yourself goals of possibly seeing under 100 kg, I'm the heaviest I was 1, 2, 3, which isn't an ABC song. Oh,
like the Jackson 5.
You could fit a lot of them on in 1, 2, 3, I tell you. So the fact, but that was post lockdown when things, But now I'm 99. Well, I probably.
So you've lost circa 25 kilos.
Yeah. Whatever. Well, that done. Is.
That's half an Ethan. Well,
you're 50 less. Kilos, are you?
No, I'm 60 kilos.
But it's not too far from half an Ethan.
Yeah.
So yeah, but I'm not going to weigh myself again until September.
Yeah.
And then it's wedding season then.
When is the wedding?
March.
Oh, yeah.
Six months.
Oh, wow.
Easter Sunday.
Stop saying when we're wedding it.
Check out any local
these
venues.
These fucking details, Ethan. You know how mad these are. Easter Sunday. Fucking that. Easter Sunday. I'm getting married Easter Sunday. He has risen. What? So that's when I want to be. I want to be maybe 95.
I think you can lose more than 4 kilos in a year.
I know
you want to be optimistic, but I reckon.
I also fancy getting a little bit more muscly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, great.
So I fancy.
So, what's that going to be?
Lifting cake, most.
Stockport Pure Gym? 5 times a week?
Maybe.
I don't go 5 times a week now, by the way. I'm not trying to act like I do. Shall we?
But I fancy getting a little bit more tone, my legs a little bit more bigger.
Maybe next year it's not going to be called Slopper Joe's anymore.
Steroid.
Sturdy Joes.
Oh, Steroid Joes.
Steroid Joes.
If anyone knows it. So looking forward to it.
Well done. Well done. We're proud of you.
Obviously, I did.
Don't go too far. Don't lose. I think if you were to lose another 20 kilos, things would look really bad.
Well,
a man with a face that needs a bit of impact behind it.
I wouldn't weigh myself right now.
Why?
Because, well, do you want to?
Yeah, it's gone up.
I weigh myself Friday morning after a real strict 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Friday night, let it all loose.
Oh, really?
Let it all hang out. Should we get to Breaking Joes?
Let's get some Breaking Joes.
Breaking Joes. Breaking Joes. So obviously I'm celebrating because I've lost a little bit of weight. Cowboy Johnny calls me up. Bring, bring.
Who's that?
Cowboy Johnny. You know Cowboy Johnny.
I know, but remind us.
He's a local music promoter and he's a top lad who's just come back from 2 weeks in Nashville.
Cowboy Bad.
Researching. Don't ask.
I'm going to be at Cape.
Don't ask. We go and see a friend of ours called Tom Cooney, who's got a bar now. In just on Deansgate Muse, hasn't he?
Franks.
And if you want to drink, just put it on my tab. That's all you got to say.
Really?
Yeah.
On your tab?
We don't know whose tab it is, but just say put it on the tab. That's what I did all weekend. Don't know where that tab's going to go, but
have you not paid it?
Don't know where it'll go. Just say whenever you go there, just say put it on the tab. Have you said that yet, Ethan?
No, he doesn't really give me much of a discount either. Only like a quid. Shite that.
What
do
you want him to do? Go out of business so you can have a few pints?
I think it's coming.
What? Don't say that. It's just open.
It's only been open
it's
3 weeks.
It's the honeymoon period, man.
I mean, we can't even afford a toilet. By the way, don't go if you need a wee. Not that you go to the pub because you need a wee.
But, it's a great pub.
It's a great pub.
But not if you ever need a wee.
And he makes a brilliant Aperol Spritz.
Does he?
Yeah, to die for. To die for. So go there, meet Cowboy Johnny. We go to see Lily Allen.
Right.
Do you know Lily Allen?
What?
Do you know like her music and stuff? Do you like her songs?
I don't mind her. I don't really listen to her, but I think she's right.
She had a really famous album with the songs like Pussy Palace on and stuff like that. Do you remember that? It was about David Haber.
Oh, yeah.
Is that her ex? She made a 14-track... Stop eating the cake!
Yeah.
She made a 14-track album, right? Which kind of took off, didn't it? And she didn't do any of her... So I went to watch her. She didn't do any of her big hits. She had a cello cover band as the support act who played her big hits on the cello.
Ooh.
And then she did, from start to finish, the new album, from 9 till 10, left.
No.
Just an hour. The AO Arena.
An hour?
Complete. She did an hour. From start to finish, the full album. Sort of respect it. I'd say 70% respect. 30% wouldn't mind seeing the album. Then you come back on, do some of your belters and leave.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But she was great.
Well, was she though?
Yeah, she was good.
She's not great, so we've gone from great to good.
She was in the middle between great and good? The great and the good.
Lovely.
Lily Allen was lovely. Lily Allen was wicked.
Was it?
Had some crazy Pedro's pizza.
Oh, I saw that.
Just delightful.
They've got better over the years.
Yeah.
They've kept with the times.
I still think they're up there, you know.
Yeah, I know.
When we did Pizzagate, Pizza Wars, they struggled a little bit.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think we could put them amongst the best.
So was it good, Lily Allen, or not?
Lily Allen was all right.
What made you go there? Because I've never heard you talk about Lily Allen.
Great album. Pussy Palace is his top 3 songs of all time. Is it?
I don't know. Incredible thing.
Cowboy Johnny had a spare ticket.
There we go.
Yeah. We had hopes and dreams of a decent dinner, but we tried to go into that steak restaurant Flying, but an hour and a half wait.
Oof.
Are you mad? The animal's only half an hour. So we went to the
They should have organised the whole day around you.
When we went to the A Arena, we met a lady behind us who was going to, the next day, read people's, you know, like a medium. Instead of reading people's palms, she was working in a chippy and she was going to read the batter on their fish.
No, you won't be a medium in there.
No. Can I just tell my joke, please?
I'm sorry. Is that your joke?
She was generally reading people's batter on their fish. That was her Saturday night in Middleton. So you get your fish and she'd come and sit down next to you and she'd read the batter on your fish tell you how... This is no joke.
Oh,
this is generally...
It was a joke.
No, because he's trampling all over it. I'm trying to tell a story.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, go on.
Like, we'd never interrupt you, Ethan.
But you don't decide the batter or your fish?
No, but the universe does. So we got chatting to her. I really wish I remember the name now. She tried to sell us some tickets.
For what?
To go, to get our fish read. She was doing fish readings in the chippy in Middleton, biggest chippy in Middleton.
The biggest chippy in Middleton.
So you just order it. You'd order your fish, chips, mushy peas. I said I wanted battered sausage. She laughed. It came. It had come down and she got, oh, trouble. Really? And she'd read the fish batter. She said she'd been doing it for years. Do you think she'd wind me up?
I really hope so. Because if she's not winding you up, she's winding the people she's charging.
But do you think it'd be good to get her on the pod if I could find her?
It'd be fantastic to get her on the pod.
So what we'd do is, we'd ask her some of the rules.
Can I guess?
What?
Get a couple of battered fish and see what she says?
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't believe we're both on the same page of this.
We'd have to come up with some rules though, couldn't we? Because like, say we've got boxes of fish and chips, we'd have to know who's going to get the first, the middle, and the top.
Well, what's your order?
I would like a battered sausage, but she doesn't read them. So
no, but,
go
no, but
fish, what, chips, curry sauce.
But what's your full order for the chippy?
Fish, chips, curry sauce.
Battered sausage?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's yours. Mine's fish, chips, mushy peas, curry sauce. So we already know that we don't need to worry about
okay,
who's
yeah, yeah, yeah.
What do you get from a chippy, Ethan?
Fish, chips, salt and vinegar, mushy peas, ketchup on the side.
Nice, okay. So when
so
that
we don't
comes,
need to worry. We know who's this, who's
she'll hover order. Over it and she'll tell us what's what. Okay, I'll book her in for next week.
Let's book her in. Patreon exclusive?
Patreon exclusive. Feels she'll like read it. Our fish.
Read our fish. Wonderful.
Wonderful.
Read something to my sign
up
fish.
For. Oh, by the way, we've got some
as
good
cod,
news.
As cod is my witness.
Yeah.
Like that. She does. She'll put you in your place.
She's great.
She?
Just also, before I get into my wonderful Saturday,
I thought you've not finished
Friday night. I'm on Friday. Wait, I'm the, really? The wheels will come off a bit. Yeah, Saturday was unbelievable.
So how much do you think you weigh right now?
Oh, I've gone over.
What do you think you are now? Yeah, can I get the scales from upstairs to end the pod on?
Yeah, possibly. I think I've put a fair few kgs on.
Kgs.
And I'm going to. It's my birthday weekend.
Good lad.
As long as I got that bit, and I was on my tiptoes. No, I wasn't. I do fluctuate a little bit. I weigh much more. I weigh much less in the morning than I do at night. Why is that?
Full of food.
Yeah, that's true. But even when I wake up the next day, no poo, I'd lose weight.
Yeah, it does happen that. Is it sweat, maybe?
I don't sweat too.
He does.
I sweat a good bit, but not 2kg in a night.
He does.
Got a great new aircon system as well.
You got aircon at home?
Bush.
You ain't got a back door, but you got aircon.
I've got a back door.
You said he blew your own back doors off.
Yeah, but it's still on the hinges. I booted it in. Still flapping.
Oh, sorry. So this is just Friday?
This is Friday.
Right, Saturday.
Saturday rolls around. Oh, I've had a nightmare. Pop tyre.
Pop tarts?
Pop tyre. On the Saturday. Oh, no, on the Friday. So a mate, Carly, her dad's great with cars. Okay. Unbelievable with cars. Do you know you got those people in your life, haven't you?
Do you know who's got the most people I know like that? The person that if you've got any problem, car, food, house, water's broke, something's frozen, something's on fire. Do you know who I'm ringing? J-Moy.
Is he?
He knows one of everything.
Love
he's
that.
Got an every. He's got. Oh, I'll get a plug. I'll sort you out. Remember, oh, my mate, he's got. He sells them. He's got. He's fantastic. Whenever I've got an issue, if I can't fix it myself, I'll let Jay know.
Oh, that's brilliant. So, yeah. So the tyre popped on Friday. I was so focused on. I've already weighed myself. I knew I'm going out tonight. I said, I'll deal with that tomorrow. Don't need
to. You've been a Ford Focus.
I don't need it. Yeah, he's right.
He's back in the
I'm
room.
I'm a Corsa.
What?
I've got a Corsa.
It's a joke.
Say it again.
He's got a Ford Focus.
Ford Focus.
Oh, Focus. What's a Focus? You had every shot in the world
Ford
there. You said Ford Focus.
So, what was I saying? Flat tyre, I'll deal with it the day after. Right? Call up my mate, Tim. Tim said he's going to bring around a tyre pump. And he's going to run it through. Do you know the electric ones that sort of pump up your tyre?
Yeah.
So he probably, if it's shit, you're going to have to get to a garage.
Right.
But Tim's come all this way. Hot day, Saturday morning.
So wait a sec. His fix is pump up a tyre with a hole in it.
But we don't know if it's got a hole in it yet.
Why is it flat then?
Because tyres just get flat.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
The heat.
The tyres can just get flat.
But wait, is
it... Not every flat tyre is a pop tyre.
Is it low or is it like flaps?
It's low.
So it's not fully flat then?
All right, well, what do you want me to call it?
No, as it no, but I'm trying to work out. Is it like just a rubber flat bit on the bottom of the road?
Well, yeah. Or? No, because the air now is at the top because the tire weight has pushed all the air to the top.
Okay.
Hence, it'd be...
Okay, so
it looks
out,
flat.
So we're working out if it's properly got a hole in it or not.
Yeah, he brings around this tire pump. You plug it into your little... do you know where you used to light a cigarette?
Yeah.
And he gets that going...
Is that got enough on it to pump up a tire?
Hey, fucking hell.
So anyway, sustained.
He says, we need to get a little bit more room on this tire. I'm going to go in your boot and check if you've got a jack in there.
Yeah.
Jack pops out. Hello.
Yeah. What is he doing in there?
A little mechanic, quick fit guy. Jack on his number, on his nameplate.
What are these doing, boys? What?
Anyway, what I forget is because I'm a little bit hungover from Lily Allen. My boots are wrecked, Joe.
What's in there?
All sorts. He's pulling out fire extinguishers. Don't need to. Bird seeds, tubs of brown sauce, jeans that I've been missing for ages. And do you know what he pulls out? How embarrassing is this?
Dildo.
He pulled out a tire pump.
You little bitch. So where's he come
could
from?
Have done it. Come from fucking ages away. About a good 25-minute drive. That's 50 minutes out of his day. There and back.
And you could, all you had to do was look in your own car boot. And you didn't.
Then.
So then what happened?
He found a hole in the tyre.
Of course there was.
Yeah, so you were right, but, you know.
You were right. But the way I was right was a bit... I thought too much of myself.
Yeah,
that's fair.
Let me give you some highlights. Liverpool, DJ'd for Dave Fever. What a gig. Finished with Hey Jude.
I saw on his Instagram story, you said, might be the best Dave Fever of all time.
Oh, unbelievable. Me and Jimmy the Gent, unbelievable.
I love this guy.
Jimmy the Gent was DJing back in town, hopped in his car, few cans of Guinness in the drive.
He's driving.
Sometimes I think me and my cousin Dylan, he's driving, he's sound. Sometimes I think to myself, I love car journeys so much, I don't want them to end.
Really?
That was probably top three car journeys of all time with Jimmy.
What was so good about it?
I mean, just obviously,
you got three DJs in the car, you know the music is on point.
Oh, we put Sloppy Joe's on. He's a big fan. He loves the pod.
Game on.
Jimmy the Gent.
I want him to teach Ethan DJing.
Yeah, he's unbelievable.
Or is he a bit of a USB and sort of sit on a stool guy
he's
like
not.
You?
He's unbelievable. Take that back.
Well, no, you get...
I don't sit on a stool.
A mini crate of Desperados.
Why a mini crate?
Well...
We're going for it.
Cut him back.
I'm not.
Put your USB stick on.
Again,
I've seen you sometimes. He puts his AirPod Pros in. He's listening to something else. You're listening to Football Daily.
Well, there was a time I was DJing for... this doesn't put me in a good light. When I was DJing, I just put a mix on and I started doing my BBC password training of what my password should look like, and it came out the speakers. Do you remember that? At the Trafford Centre?
At the Trafford Centre, I do, yeah. That's just...
Nightmare.
And anyway, they paid you for that.
Listen, this is my highlight. I'm nearly done. My bit's nearly done.
Oh, no, I like it. Keep it going.
Saturday, he goes, brings us back into town with the Nova Quarter, bouncing. What an atmosphere. We went to the Wayfarer.
Oh yeah,
three pints of Guinness. Max Smith came out from the Frog. Had a little catch up with Max, and then it's about 1 a.m. now. I'm starving, Joe. So we made our way to A+ Chinese.
Oh,
Are you in? Mate, do you know what? It gets a bit rowdy in there, so they serve you via robots. Yeah, the robots came around, took my order. I couldn't believe it. Type in what you want.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, unbelievable. I mean, they double check it, so I don't know what the point of the robot is. But because I think it gets leery, these robots come out and serve you.
Can that robot perform a citizen's arrest if necessary?
No.
Has the robot got any kung fu training at all?
No.
What's the point?
Two king buffet platters, please.
Okay, can I ask you something, you see if it's on it or not? Dumpling.
Yes.
Spring roll.
Yes.
Prawn toast.
Yes.
Peking rib or Chinese ribs.
Salt and pepper ribs.
Okay, take that.
Take that one at the arena as well.
Chicken wing.
I didn't have a chicken wing, sorry.
Any duck?
Duck, full duck.
A full duck?
No, half a duck.
Half a duck. Bit of chow mein.
Yeah.
Rice.
Some of the finest rice I've ever had.
Crispy chili beef.
No, guess what I ordered? You can pick some of your own main courses.
Black bean.
I ordered lamb in black bean.
Lamb in black bean?
It changed my life.
Have you ever had that, Ethan?
Beef and only beef.
Then I had a curry on Sunday for me dad. So I've just... These scales, I might as well leave them up there.
Right, we're going to get...
I'm saying 105.
I can't wait. Are you... should we do... Can we do a dieting show on the Patreon?
No.
For both of us, because I'm trying to lose weight as well.
Yeah, but what's the... What? No.
It's fun, isn't it?
I
We're both trying to lose weight.
I saw 99.1. I don't want to weigh myself again. I'll do it for you. No. I don't want to weigh myself again until September.
Till March then.
Because some people get addicted to it. Becky's weighing herself every fucking hour. I don't want to weigh myself now till September. And then I'm focusing on the wedding.
So in September, can we do it?
Okay, and yeah, we'll can do it in September, yeah.
Yeah, because I don't want it to be like a versus thing. Just like what we've been up to, our week, the diet and all that. I think it'd be quite fun, though.
Yeah, because there's so much going on. Wingfest, which I'll get on to in a minute. I've got 4 Wingfests. I've got camping trips coming up my ass. I've got my birthday on Friday. I'm just gonna have a bit mad. I'm going to Malaga for a week.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'll put that in the group chat. I'm not going to be here next week, next pod.
Yeah.
I did put that in the chat.
Jay Marty will be here.
Things are going to go a bit south. But then September.
All right, well, September, we'll do it then.
Yeah, 6 months to the wedding.
I'm up for that.
Yeah, you're up for that?
Yeah, big time.
Yeah.
Oh, lovely. Well, it's been a good week.
So, have a fantastic week. And then Father's Day, we had a nice curry.
Just on the King's platter. You said you ordered 2 of them.
Oh, with my cousin Dylan. Did I tell you about my cousin Dylan?
No.
Lovely lad. He wants to learn the ropes.
Of what?
He wants to be like a stage manager. He works at the minute as a tour manager for an Irish musical.
Really?
Yes. And they have an off season. And I said, just follow me. I didn't bet him, but...
So what?
Him.
He goes and just eats Chinese in front of a robot with you, and that's your.
He is my cousin. He's like your cousin Tib.
Not Tib. Tib isn't the name, is it? But what you said, you're teaching him the ropes, and all you've done is eat, drank beers in a car and been to a Chinese restaurant.
What do you think stage managers do? They don't have it rough, do they? Stage managers. They have the time of their life.
Microphone on the stand, and it's Chinese. You know what I mean? It's perfect.
I don't know what you think stage managers do. Some of them do work hard, yes.
But most of them.
Yeah, stick with me, boy. I'll teach you a few.
It's largely dumplings and ribs, isn't it?
Can the audience hear us DJing? Yes. Sit back down for a
minute. Sit down. Can they hear me do my BBC training? No. You kept your job. It's that simple.
That simple. What have you been up to?
I went to Halifax.
Yes.
Not the bank. I went to watch the round, get around.
I get around. The Beach Boys.
Went to watch the Beach Boys.
Sure. What's There's no chance the Beach Boys are still going.
What's left of the Beach Boys?
And what is left of the Beach Boys?
You've got an 85-year-old Mike Love, who's left of the Beach Boys, who had a bit of a cold. He had an illness. Almost had to cancel the gig. But he managed to fight through. Voice was not at its peak. Sort of 1960. He's 85. What
yeah, 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 yeah.
So that was a bit. It took a minute to kind of get used to the fact that it's he's struggling voice wise.
Did any of backing singers to
loads
help
of
out?
Backing singers, but they still wanted to give him a bit of time by himself. It's Mike Love, for God's sake. He's a legend.
Now he's at this piece. Is Peace Hall?
It was at the Peace Hall. Have you been there?
It's gorgeous, isn't it?
It's incredible.
It's a lovely little part of the world as well.
Have you been to there, Ethan?
Never heard of it.
Have you been to Halifax?
I've seen it because they've got like... It's a very old place, isn't it? And quite hilly.
Yeah.
And there's the Haribo factory.
Is there? You'll know about that.
I don't know if there's a cheeky fucker.
No, but you've always
Haribo
being
factory.
Sent to a factory for the radio.
Yeah, well, I don't go all the way up to Halifax, do I?
No, that's a good point.
They still have, on a Wednesday, one of their bars still does like a 75p bottle night.
Really?
Where WKD's and San Miguel's are all 75p.
So why do you know that, but you don't know there's a Haribo factory?
Because I've been to that night.
Have you?
Yeah.
When was that?
That was when I was 19. This is when I cropped over the 100kg mark and never looked back.
So there's a chance that you... tipped over the 100kg mark
in Halifax.
In the same place that I was in when you tipped under the 100kg mark.
Yeah, maybe.
What a life.
Were they good, the Beach
It was
Boys?
Fantastic, yeah.
Was it though? Was it?
10cc came in first.
Did they?
Yeah, they were the support. None of this orchestra playing Beach Boys hits.
Did they do the classics, 10cc?
Did they do the classics? Do I like cricket?
I love it.
I don't like cricket. What?
They said, I don't like cricket.
Yeah.
You're asking me, do you?
I'm asking you if you like it.
Do you like it?
You were meant to say, no, I love it.
Okay, sorry.
For God's sake.
What's the other one?
Others.
I'm not alone.
Don't forget it. They did all the hits, all the classics.
Great song. Great song.
That was really good. Then the Beach Boys come out. It is Mike Love, 85.
A lot of shout outs, love you.
A little horse. Well, because
there's a little horse. No, does he come out on it? This is fascinating. They are in Halifax.
There's the skeleton of a pony that used to come on stage with them in the 60s. Now, he's a little horse because his voice is struggling after his illness.
Does he play both ends of the horse?
He's not a horse. I'm not saying he comes out in a pantomime horse. Okay. I'm saying his voice is a little, let's say, froggy.
Okay.
No. A little frog.
So there's a horse and a frog.
Yeah.
And they're both in Mike Love's neck. In terms of original band members, I think he's the only one left.
Blimey.
On the stage. But his son is there. So that's kind of halfway to another Mike Love. So you've got one and a half Mike Loves there.
Yeah.
You got a guy that looked a bit like Brian Wilson playing the trampoline.
He's just bouncing away on stage.
No, he's not on the trampoline. He's on the trombone / saxophone. He's on woodwind. Then you've got a few youngsters and a very enthusiastic drummer.
How enthusiastic? It's annoyingly
up,
so.
Standing up for a lot of it.
What?
Playing stood up.
Crazy kid.
Incredible. Me and my dad were crying in each other's arms.
Oh, do you know what? Fuck off. I'm not having this again. You and your dad crying in each other's arms.
God only knows.
It's not the FA Cup final. God only knows. Brilliant. But what other one?
What?
You're not crying to Good Vibrations, are you?
No, obviously Oof. Not. Although I could try. I certainly shed a tear before.
What song are you and your dad holding each other crying at?
God only knows was the main one. There were tears shed at Surfer Girl. I'll keep myself to myself on that one. I wouldn't say I cried, but I certainly welled up at Surfing USA.
Yeah. Tell you what just happened is you've had a few drinks, haven't you?
You're not crying when your dad's sober. I wasn't drinking.
Oh.
Sober. God only knows how those tears came out. I'd had one pint and a shandy. I was crying with a 7-Up in my hand at one point. Is that all right? 32.
Yeah, it's nice.
I cried with a 7-Up in my hand.
It's nice, to be fair. It's quite wholesome, isn't it?
It's really nice. And we stayed a night in a travel lodge in Halifax. Do you know what I mean? The tears were bound to flow at some stage, weren't they?
So why didn't you drink?
A mixture of reasons. One, because I had to have a blood test the next day.
Oh.
So I didn't want it to be too tainted.
Yeah.
Just come out with froth at the top of it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like a little head.
That? A little. What's nice that?
Split the G.
I know, I think I'm B. Do you know what blood type you are?
Couldn't tell you.
No, I couldn't
either. I just know it's red.
Yeah.
No, yours is brown like gravy, isn't it? Yeah.
Like bone marrow.
Yeah. It is pure. No, it's not
gravy. Yeah, I'd leave it.
It's similar. So it was just a phenomenal night. In that place as well, the Peace Hall, for anyone who hasn't seen, Google Halifax Peace Hall. It was an open air gig. Have you been there?
Yes, yes, I have been there. It's on New Order there.
Did you?
Yeah. And a friend of mine.
That wouldn't work there. Beach Boys, that works. New Order.
Bell and Sebastian were on yesterday. I had a friend of mine there. Yeah.
Did you? Oh, it's incredible. And then
it's great,
the gig ends. Dry them up, boy.
Yeah.
There was a bit of a weird moment where we were sat down between 10cc and the Beach Boys, and we sat on this little step that was kind of around the corner, and there was a couple. We accidentally sat. You know when you sit in too close to just really weird folks?
Mm.
And there was a young couple there that were like, they were like feeding each other with forks and like sort of half sexy, half mad at each other.
What are they eating? What are they feeding each other with?
Chips.
Just chips.
And pie. And they were like pushing the forks in to the throats and stuff. I didn't like that.
What are you on about? Like in a weird way. They're not gagging on pie, are they?
They were.
What are you talking about?
I had to get away. They were gagging on pie.
Ugh.
I know.
Just chill out. Let them enjoy it.
I know. We've just seen 10cc. It's the Beach Boys next. Why are you even here if you're just going to be gagging on pie all night? That freaked me out.
I didn't think we'd be saying on the pod today.
And anyway, the gig ends. England were playing.
Yeah. All right. So what time is it now? Are they nearly done?
So we've got 30 minutes left of the England game.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Go into the pub. Watch the goal go in. Everyone's cheering. The pub, it felt like we're in like a TV show. It was like a Gavin and Stacey pub.
Yeah.
Like there's all like different multicoloured flag bunting up. Then there's some England flag bunting up. It's so hot in there. It's absolutely packed. And everyone's cheering. And at full time, it felt like we'd won the World Cup. Yeah, they immediately were playing Vindaloo. It's coming home. Everyone's full blast. It's coming. Like, cheer on.
No pub is just putting the game on anymore. That's a fact. All pubs are now going a little bit, because they know how competitive it is and how much they can make a little bit more cash.
Yeah.
All pubs are now going above and beyond.
Like what?
Well, I've been booked up for all of them. What do you mean? Spinning some tunes and doing a quiz.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, big time. And then top secret.
And then at work 3 hours later? Because these are late kickoffs.
I'll figure out the later kickoffs when they roll round to it.
So have you not done any yet then?
Yeah, I have. Did Monday and I'm did Wednesday, sorry, I'm doing tomorrow.
You're just DJing. How much money do you get for that?
Well, there's a secret to that one, and I'm not going to tell you.
Okay.
Because people will figure something out.
What do you mean?
That happens to do with my wedding.
Are you basically doing the wedding equivalent of not paying for your meal so you do a night washing the pots?
I'm going back to when farmers used to trade
goods for
sheep
services.
For a fucking, I don't know what.
Hand job.
What? No, I don't give a
wind. Would you do that? Trade a sheep for a hand job?
Certainly a lamb job.
Ooh.
So what? You're DJing for someone that you want at your wedding?
Basically. No. I'm DJing for someone who will help my wedding in a certain way.
Yeah, no, everything's got to be multifaceted, hasn't it?
Mm, there is a scary time, though. Is it the round of 16 where England could be playing at 1 a.m?
Mm.
I might have to tell
them. Can't you just get up early for work?
What would you do with my situation? You've got a 3:30 alarm normally. Would you go to bed extra, extra early?
Mm.
And then get up at like 12? Yeah. Oh, that sounds fucking...
Tell me who we're playing. Just guess.
Let's say we're playing Mexico.
Oh, that's tough because it's an expected win, isn't it? If it was an expected win, I'd probably wake up after the game and watch like some 20 minutes.
Okay,
highlights.
Yeah, sure.
But if we're playing somewhere like a France, I would. I'd go to bed at 7 p.m., try and get 4 hours, wake up and watch it and just stay up.
Before we get into your weekend, Ethan, I just want to let people know that we, and I think this might be the fourth or even the fifth year on the bounce, can welcome the greatest food festival on the planet as our sponsors over the summer. That is Wingfest happening in London, Sheffield, Manchester, Bristol. All of the tickets can be found on wingfest.co.uk. 17th, 18th, 19th of September is Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That is the main one for us, obviously, being from Manchester. But don't forget, towards the back end of July, they're again taking over West Ham's London Stadium ground, the sort of concourse bit there. Thousands of people are going. Ethan will
I'm going to go at that one.
Yeah, Ethan will be there on the Saturday.
What, you're at the London one?
Yeah, I'm going to go to London.
I got a surprise text. I don't know, I got a surprise text today. You can come to it too. What? Sheffield one as well, if you fancy it.
Nice.
And the Bristol one is always belting, so if you're around that way, go and enjoy it. But they are on board again as our sponsors. We'll see you in Manchester. That's my Champions League final, isn't it?
It is. I was saying that when I was talking about it before, they are the best wings you'll ever have.
Oh, ever have.
Like you can say, you know, we talk about it every year. Unquestionably, the best wings I've ever had in my life were at Wingfest.
Yes.
So if you're into wings, there's no better place to go.
Yes. Genuinely. So we're very excited to have them on board. Oh, and also, whilst I've got your attention, patreon.com/sloppyjoespodcast. We have got loads of great content on there, including a little episode that just went up where we did a Joe versus Joe, Ethan, didn't we?
Yeah, we'll do that then there.
He's losing his head a little bit with the rounds, though, themes, isn't he?
Well, let's have a look.
Yeah.
How about the loser pays for a meal when we try the best Fosters in the world?
No, because that's way more than 50 quid.
Yeah.
Okay. Or 50 rounds.
It's 50 quid on the line, cash in hand.
When do I get anything from this?
No, you're out.
I wrote all the questions.
Yeah,
all
right.
You ask AI to write them.
I do not. I think of it myself.
That's why they're so easy.
Go on.
The deepest well / borehole ever drilled is in the Kamala South super deep borehole in Russia. How deep is this?
So there we go, become a top slopper. And in fact, do you know what I'm going to say it?
What?
Let's leave my weight results to the patron.
Oh, you're cheeky.
Is that cheeky?
You're a cheeky boy.
A little slap on the wrist.
A little slap on the wrist.
Yeah, big time.
I want to see how much weight one man can put on over one weekend.
Because
we'll
I swear on my life, and this might make me in bad light, on Friday morning at 10 a.m. or half 10 when I returned home from the show, I weighed 99.1 kg.
Brilliant.
I am going to be stunned if I'm 105. I'll be wild.
You won't be 105.
You look like a right twat after that Instagram post if you just gone back over.
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll find out.
Can you do another post if you've got over? Apologise.
Yeah, that would be quite funny, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Well, we'll see over on Patreon, won't we?
Yes, indeed. Ethan, how have you been, mate? Do you know, my sister texted me about last week's Breaking Joe's, your segment.
Yeah.
She said you generally made her stop the car and nearly cry when you through your ice cream away.
In laughter or in sadness?
What do you think, Ethan?
Why are you reading your wedding vows?
I honestly don't know what that response...
It was in sadness, Ethan.
Was it actually?
Yeah.
But it's a comedy podcast.
You went to an ice cream place.
No.
You got so in your head when you bought your ice cream, you didn't eat it, you threw it in the bin.
It's not good, is it?
It's not good. She was so sad.
Yeah.
It's sad.
Hopefully a cheerier episode on this week.
Well, I'm going to take you to the England-Croatia kickoff again. And I'm going to a venue. I'm not going to name the venue because I'm about to...
Yeah, you're getting married there. You have to cut it out.
I'm about to criticise the venue. So we bought tickets to this event. And when we were there, belt and start, big screen, great atmosphere. And then the second half is about to begin. And they can't get the game back on because they're putting their own adverts on, advertising the drinks. So everyone misses Bellingham's goal.
Oh, dear.
And the atmosphere turns sour.
Oh, tough stuff.
Our money back. We want our money back.
Herd mentality as well. We'll be at its peak there.
Yeah, mob mentality.
Is anyone from the... What's happening inside the actual venue? Are they going under a little bit, the staff?
What do you mean the staff are going
like,
under?
Is there anyone in charge then, same and all? Like, who's in charge of the TV that fucked it?
Well, I couldn't quite identify who. There was some kind of operator of the quiz that was on beforehand. So I wouldn't go hunting for this guy to try and get him to get the game on, but I couldn't find him. It was a right mess. Anyway, I go back and the chaps who stood next to us, one of them's getting kicked out because of his reaction to this scenario.
Wow.
But I'm not too sure what he's done. And like, everyone's allowed to be a little bit disgruntled, I feel. So I was like, what's he done? Like, everyone's kicking off, everyone's singing. Like, it seems a bit unfair. So me being the main character tries to speak to the security guy.
They love you.
The bloke gets shipped outside and the security guy agrees with me that you'll speak to me one-on-one about this issue. Oof. So I'm like, all right, that's fine. He said, can we do it in private so that we're away from everyone and everyone's not like... He's like, yeah, it's absolutely fine.
Are you missing England, by the way?
Yeah, I am because of this.
Fucking hell.
But Ethan has to stick his
name. He will resolve this and I'm excited to know what happens.
He has to stick his name, doesn't he?
So I'm like saying, look, I just feel like everyone is getting a bit upset about it. You can understand if you've not put the game on in time, like, you need to take a bit of accountability for that. You're going to get... people have had a drink, they're going to get a bit upset by that. And then he tried to explain it. He's like, look, I don't know what he said, but I got told by a manager. So I said, that's fine. Like, okay, he must have said something not quite right. And then he was like, why are you asking? You're his mate. I was like, no, I'm not his mate. I just thought it seemed a bit unfair. So he went, what? You're not his mate? He's like, no. He went, why the fuck am I wasting my time speaking to you? And I was like, I just felt like everyone was getting upset. I just wanted to like see what was going on and manage it. And he starts using his hand as a gun, going, shoot himself in the head. He does it over and over again. He's going mental. Repeatedly. So you want to speak in private. Now he's making the scene. Everyone's looking over at this guy going berserk. I was like, come on, mate. I put my hand on his shoulder. He throws it off.
Oh, he shoots himself away. Again.
Mate, he's going absolutely like bloody crackers. The atmosphere's turning even more sour now. Someone goes into the cupboard, steals a load of Aperol Spritz bucket hats, starts dishing them out to the crowd. They've lost control of the venue.
The ref's
That's
lost
the problem with the ref's it's the
game.
Problem with big games like that, especially with the football. If you've not got it down and something happens like that, you might as well just let them have the bar. It's carnage.
You don't own that pub for the rest of that night. That's not your pub anymore. It's basically mob mentality now, isn't it?
Is no one watching the game?
Scampi fries aren't getting chucked across.
Well,
the bar.
I've lost my head over the way this guy spoke to us.
He's lost his head. He's shot it off.
I just thought, like, what the hell's going on? So then all the staff coming around trying to offer free shots to people. At one point, someone is insisting that I have this shot, and I'm saying I do not want this shot. So then I take it off and I pour it on the floor and then she's fuming over that. But I didn't want...
Pour it on the floor?
Well, I didn't want... She was going, have the shot. Have
no, who is this person?
I don't want the shot. The person's giving out the shots, trying to get me back. I was like, I don't want a shot. I'm just having beer. I'm fine the way I am. Fine, I'll take your shot. Pour it. Did feel a little bit like it was been up, but it was going on and on and on. I was just like so upset. Next thing you know, I spent the next 15 minutes composing an email.
Oh, no.
I've got... I'm missing so much of the game over this. I feel like
Did you send the email?
I sent the email.
Oh no.
We must read that email right now.
All right.
Could someone else read it out? But can Joe read it out, please?
I can't hear your voice reading this out. I feel like a bit of, like, the next day I felt such regret because I don't like conflict. But when I've had a drink, I mean, it's not like that much conflict. I wasn't fighting anyone, just typing an email upstairs. But I feel a bit silly.
Have they responded?
No, I'm so glad they haven't.
They've not responded.
This email.
Interesting. Is it wordy?
Oh, it's wordy.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
This email sent on Wednesday, day of the match.
A lot of grammatical errors.
What time?
I was trying to find that out. I couldn't see that.
Well, I mentioned that I'm typing this during the game. So
the game's not even finished yet. It's bad that they don't respond to this, by the way.
Subject. Complaint.
Oh.
Abusive staff. Evasive responsibility. Oh,
some of the staff were lovely, by the way. The lasses who were like doing the promotions.
Well, let the email do the talking.
I didn't mention that.
Evening.
Evening.
He's passive aggressive.
Just get straight into it,
Evening. Passive aggressive from the off.
Nice weekend.
I don't know.
I'm currently at the England versus Croatia viewing. You failed to show the third goal of England in favour of adverts.
Oh, God.
I love that it just starts with evening. A customer who I was not friends with and do not know was kicked out for complaining. A 6'2" bald manager with a beard. Agreed to talk privately about the matter. He's height shamed and he's hair shamed him. 6'2" bald manager with a beard. Agreed to talk privately about the matter. When I told him we were not friends with the individual that was kicked out, he persistently did impersonations of a suicide attempt. Shooting himself in the head over and over and over again. May I remind you?
No, what is he going to remind us of?
Was a free viewing event. You shouldn't be showing adverts after kickoff. Also, surely if it was free, that gives them more license to show adverts.
Was it free?
My phraseology was wrong there. What I meant, so we paid £10 for tickets, but obviously on ITV, it's free to watch is what I meant by that. But my phraseology was wrong.
They will know that, so that's okay.
Yeah.
I did not have to pay to see this at your venue. Good point. But you did have to pay to see it at his venue.
Yeah.
But they know that. Another customer told me of their complaint of the smell of the toilets. He's now bringing in tittle tattle. Now, this is in the realm of tittle tattle.
Yeah. You don't need to bring up the fact the toilets stink.
Another customer who, once again, I am not friends with, which goes for fucking everyone at this venue by the sounds of things, told me about the smell of the toilets. He was threatened to be kicked out as a result. The smell was so bad, he got booted from the venue. Now, this is nice. I came to watch an England football match. Your customer service was abysmal.
Oh.
Indeed. The worst I've experienced. 9 years living in Manchester.
God!
This is good stuff.
What?
Final line. I expect a full refund for my friends and I, and an apology.
And nothing.
You know what? I'm glad they've not replied to that. Why would you?
It's a nicely constructed email. You sent it in the heat of the moment, I
would say. I shouldn't have described like the manager, because that's just like, he's just probably having a hard time managing everyone in that situation, lost his head a bit, and I felt a little bit bad.
I'm glad they're not replying. Ethan, you just... And I can see, and I've been there with it, where this sort of things take over a little bit.
Yeah.
I think we should just draft the email and then reread it the next day.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And let's see, because there's plenty of times where I've drafted a text and I thought, you know what? I'll send that in the morning and I'll reread it. And then I get up and I think, what the fuck was I thinking?
Yeah.
Even if the context is correct,
meh.
You maybe not just don't need the asshole. What are you doing?
I'm just checking his junk to make sure that there's no responses. And I don't think there is, unfortunately.
That's good. It's good that they've not. No. Yeah. Well, it's a lesson learned. I honestly, there's nothing more annoying than going to like a football venue and they're not showing the goal. It was like the goal that won the game, essentially, the Bellingham goal.
Brilliant game.
It's just,
That was so funny.
You had a better time. You went to Newcastle.
I did. If we got time to speak on that matter,
yeah, tell us.
I can tell you the highlight. I met a friend who I've not seen in about a year and a half.
Are you sure you knew him, or was he just kicking off at a bar?
No. I knew her. And it was quite a spontaneous thing. I just organised last minute. I was like, I wasn't planning on doing anything in the evening. Mm. Then we're like, oh, I'm up. I can actually do something on the night time. So I was up and about. So off we went. It was lovely. Did a bit of a night out in the tune. Went to the Dog and Parrot. which is right next to like the gay district of Newcastle. So then I started going to some of the gay bars there. And we were met with a chap who decided to sit across from us. And he didn't address us, but he was staring at me for a good... It must have been like a minute or a half and a half. So I had to address it. Yeah, and I go, hello, mate. Like, how are you? What's going on? He didn't reply. He just continued to stare. So it was a bit intense.
Yeah.
So then he decides to get round and sit next to me.
Oh,
and then he puts his hand in my inner thigh. And then I'm like, oh, hello. And then my friend's very kind, puts a leg over me, goes, oh, no, this is my husband. You can't be doing that. Like,
mate, you're winning at this point, aren't you?
And then she says, like, this is my partner. And then he's straight. And then he goes, I don't think he is, love. And then I'm like, oh thanks. And I was like, I can understand how you've made that mistake. Like, I can absolutely see that.
Who said that?
I said that.
Don't be too forthcoming.
To the man. And then I tried to chat to him, just get a bit of conversation going, and he just didn't reply to anything. And then he grabbed me a little bit more, put his arms around my waist and kissed me on the cheek. And at that point, I felt it was time to leave. But I couldn't really... I don't think he really knew what he was doing. But how very flattering, thank you.
Do you have an email? I will.
Your manager?
Yeah. 6'2", bald gentleman, kissed me on the lips yesterday.
Inner thigh, let's just say my inner thighs were not as untouched as I would have liked. That's a lot, that's illegal.
Sounds like you had a good night, though.
I mean,
in general.
Other than being sexually assaulted, yeah.
Yeah, but that, yeah. Well, it doesn't just happen. I mean, he didn't mean it. It was fine.
Yeah, it'd be right. As long as you feel all right about it.
Yeah, exactly. And then, yeah, out till 3 a.m. was about up the next day to see the family. Somehow pulled it off, so that was belting.
Pulled him off?
Pulled what off?
Didn't pull off the family, just as in pulled off the...
He pulled what off?
Getting it up. I regenerated.
Oh, there we go. Nice.
You
know I mean? Was it good?
Yeah.
Was it a nice trip overall?
David Tennant came out of nowhere.
Took first class, didn't he?
What?
It was an extra tenner, so I thought, why not?
Well, that's not
good
bad,
for
actually.
You.
Yeah,
fucking
yeah.
Fucking too, right? How was it in first class? What did you get?
I ordered a toasty. 35 minutes later, I had to get off at the stop at Doncaster. Never came.
wait.
Gutting that, isn't it?
You didn't pay for the toasty.
No, but it's all part of the package. So I was refusing the crisps. I was refusing the chocolate because I was saving myself for this toasty. Didn't get the fucking toasty. LNER. They're having a big conversation, the two staff, about saying, don't put it in yet because I like it to be fresh for the customers. Never fucking came. Joke. Sent an email, didn't I?
Did you?
I didn't.
We have got a pretty epic Patreon for you to go and watch the episode that is out already. It is on patreon.com/sloppyjoespodcast. This has been a brilliant episode. I won't be here next week. I'm in Spain for a week.
By the way,
thank you very much.
Enjoy
thank you for the cake. In Malaga for a week.
You going to bring us some treaties back?
I will bring you back some treaties, actually. I'll bring you back some paprika lays.
Oh, nice.
Or maybe some parma ham. Can you get that food?
Don't spoil it.
Oh, for real. Thank you, everyone, for watching.
Bye. Wave, Ethan.
Oh, ta-ra.